Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, right here in hour number two. We would love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always go to our podcast page at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. And all of our listeners out there, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app. We responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gao Media. Well, as promised, we're going to continue to get you ready for the Summer Olympics in Rio. We are very excited, and we have selected the perfect read. She is an elite marathoner, Olympic hopeful, Becky Wade. She's going to talk about her year-long exploration of global running in many communities. In fact, a total of 9 countries. She went through 11 pairs of running shoes and over 3,500 miles of running. She is simply amazing. Plus, she's going to talk about, in her book that she's just released, it reveals just the unique cultural approaches to the sport and the secret to success of runners all over the world. It is truly inspiring, and it's a fascinating journey. Becky Wade is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, marathoner and author of her new book, Run the World, My 3,500-Mile Journey Through Running Cultures Around the Globe. Good evening, Becky.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you truly are. I have to tell you, I'm not a runner. So you are a woman of inspiration. And this really is, indeed, for all of our listeners across the country, this is a special read. And here you have this year-long exploration, traveling around the world. But first and foremost, I want to hear your story. I mean, everyone as an athlete, we've got our story, how you got into your sport. Take us back to those early days. I mean, what inspired you to get into running?
Well, interestingly enough, I got into running courtesy of my dad, who is a college football player. And I have a twin brother, and there's another set of twins above us. And we used to go for neighborhood runs with him when we were young, and that was really special. And I joined the track team in fifth grade. I was a sprinter and a hurdler. Not awesome either, but I loved it. And eventually moved up to the distances, got better and better, and eventually got a scholarship to Rice University in Houston.
Wow. Yeah.
And ran the 10K, ran the steeplechase. And then I embarked right after graduating and running in the Olympic trials in 2012 on a Thomas J. Watson Fellowship, which was my cultural look at running cultures all around the world.
You know, you talk about how you got into running. Who are some of your running role models?
Yeah, my biggest running role model is Dina Castor, who has set a bunch of American records and is a bronze medalist in the Olympic marathon in Athens. And I had the pleasure of training with her and her group in Mammoth Lakes, California, a couple summers ago. And she's a fellow ASICS athlete and just so positive, has an amazing attitude. She is so tough. She recently entered the Masters category and has set a few world records. And, I mean, she can compete with anyone. She's amazing, and she's my biggest role model in running.
Hey, we are shining the spotlight on Becky Wade's brand new book, Run the World, My 3,500-Mile Journey Through the Running Cultures Across the Globe. She was just talking about she ran track here in Houston at Rice University. You were a 4-time All-American, U.S. Junior National Champion. I'm just curious, I mean, how many miles a week do you run?
When I'm training for marathons, I get up to 115, 120.
Wow.
I'd say I average around 100 or 110, and then when I'm in the track season and I'm racing a little bit shorter distances, I hover around 80 to 90.
Mm. You know, it's interesting, here in the month of July, it's been a bit of an emotional roller coaster for you, because what you found out earlier this month, you were disqualified for the Olympic trials. It was like some ridiculous technical reason, and then you found out you were readmitted to compete in the trials again. How did you finish, and how did you respond to that kind of adversity? That's got to be crazy.
Yeah, it was really big whirlwind of a month. I found out right before the qualifying time ended that the time that I ran a month earlier was not going to be accepted because the meet director had placed cones on one of the curves of the track instead of a metal railing.
Oh my goodness.
And I had no idea that had happened, nor did I know that was forbidden. So I basically took a last minute trip to Portland to try to qualify again, was met with terrible stormy conditions, and I didn't run as fast as I needed to. So I came home, was told to cancel everything, my parents and boyfriend, and I canceled all of our flights and rooms and all that. And then less than 24 hours later, found out that I had actually been accepted. So rebooked everything and kind of made a new game plan. Ended up going to Eugene and definitely not running the way that I would have liked to run. I didn't make it to the finals, but I was glad to be there. I was honestly pretty exhausted by the time I got there. But, you know, it's always a huge honor to line up with the nation's best and just chase a spot on the USA team, something that I hope to do again for the next two or three more Olympic cycles.
Well, the best is ahead for you, Becky. Now let's take time to talk about your new book, Run the World, My 3,500-Mile Journey Through Running Cultures Across or Around the Globe. What do you share in the book, and what do you want the reader to take away?
So I'm really gearing my book at runners, travelers, foodies, people who are just interested in other cultures. And in my book, I chronicle the full year that I spent traveling around the world, living with runners and coaches, and just diving into the running culture in each place. I experienced a number of different training styles. I stayed with 72 different hosts. I ran 3,500 miles over the course of the year. And what I really took away was how inclusive and warm and welcoming and interesting and different the running community is all around the world.
Tell us about Chapter 4 and having the opportunity to run in Ethiopia. I mean, you talk about an epic run. What was that like?
Yeah, so the 2 months that I spent in Ethiopia, I'd say were the most transformative of the trip and probably of my life as well. I just encountered a completely foreign style of training there, and one of my most memorable runs was on Mount Ntoto, and I went there either by myself or with a couple of running friends, either two or three times a week during the 2 months I was there. And what that entailed was a 10-minute minibus ride around the base of a mountain, and then I would hike vertically for 1 hour. I would stash my backpack in a market stall with a woman who I did not share a language with, but we had a kind of unspoken agreement that I could leave my bag in her market stall and she'd watch over it. When I got back, I would usually buy a snack or a drink from her. So then I would just take off into the mountains and run anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 hours, which I did on accident one time when I missed a turn. And those were amazing because the most special part about it was that I, more often than not, was welcomed into a run by a group of Ethiopians. Often they didn't know English, but I think they were just excited and probably a little bit confused that here I was, this small, solo American female running in the Ethiopian forest by myself. And I really just felt so safe and so welcomed and saw some really stunning views, really challenged myself at altitude and also running on pretty tough terrain. So those are lessons that I still am carrying with me while I'm running back in the U.S.
You know, my final question for you is, and I have to wonder, you were talking about your father is a former collegiate football player. I know he's incredibly proud of you, but did your parents worry about you in terms of your safety? Were you ever in danger?
Shockingly, I felt safe almost the entire time. I had a few, of course, you know, it was one full year. I had a few little things pop up. I got pickpocketed twice. And yeah, my parents, I think they were a little nervous, mostly because I was 23 when I left, but I looked more like a teenager and I'm, you know, small distance runner build.
Oh, wow.
Female. I had to travel by myself the whole time and I'm notoriously terrible with directions. So, I think that made them nervous, but I think most of all, they were super supportive and excited for me. And I even got to spend the last week of my trip with them in France. So that was a really special ending.
What an incredible, incredible experience. Run the World, My 3,500-Mile Journey Through the Running Cultures Around the Globe. It's definitely wonderful for the summer read and gearing up for the 2016 Rio Olympics. Congratulations. I mean, you've accomplished so much and already now an author. Thank you, Becky, for joining us tonight right here at YSR. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.